section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Sam Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
Hi, this is Andrew Hughes from Section86.com. I just want to let everyone know that we had some major issues while recording the show. There were some technical difficulties with the new sound driver that we're using for our setup. It turns out that Windows Vista does not like it and decides to record funny because of it. So, this show has lots of popping in it. I could not fix it no matter what I tried, so I apologize about this. I guarantee that from this point forward, we will no longer use Windows Vista while recording. We'll use the best operating system ever made, Windows XP Professional SP3. I apologize for any inconvenience, and I hope everyone enjoys the show. Thank you, and take care.
To the Kiwani Sports League, podcast number 29. I'm your host, Andrew Hughes, and we're going to be covering the 2008 week number two. This couple of special guests, we have on the line both Aaron P. Hughes.
How's it going?
And Doug Lazon.
2-0 in the league.
Yes, 2-0. Hey, let's get right into it. Who won? And Aaron wants to leave early because he has to meet up with his man friend.
He's a little bitch.
It happens. It's all good, though. All right, right into it. Kiwani Bulldogs over Hillbilly Flat Slappers. Then we have the Chefs spanking the Nicky Snickers. We have the Bears dominating scoring daily, which, you know, happens all the time. Then we have Butterfly Tuna edging out Rocket. Moving on to $5 below the belt, we have I'm gonna get you, biatch, with his first win over the McLovins. Then we have Fighting a Lion early edging out the Van Dam Hooligans. Then we have First Down Syndrome losing to the 11. And then finally we have IBWhip.com aborting the abortion clinic. Wow, what some close games. What do you guys think of those?
Well, if you want to say barely winning by 90 points, then yeah, I barely beat Joe. Yeah,
well, barely. Aaron, what do you think of that? I mean, you just barely, too.
Yeah, I know. I was actually very worried about my game. I did something that was a little questionable. Two punters, which were for the Monday night game, I did it so that way the person I was playing, they had a punter that was on a bye, and I did it so they wouldn't be able to pick it up. Able to win, I was happy about that. I mean, it was a 70-point win, so, you know, a win's a win, though, but I was still excited.
Dude, that's mean. You shouldn't have done that.
It was pointless, too, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, you would...
It was.
It didn't matter. I mean... Surprisingly.
Yeah, I know. So.
But hey, you know, shit happens. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's everything in the Kiwani Sports League. Let's go into Dyke 2008, of course. And we had Preyx barely beating the Kiwani Bulldogs. Then we have the... Doug, what's your team name again?
The Bullions.
Okay. Squeezing by with a hard-fought win against Mr. Amazing, Aaron. And then we had the Bears spank Falcons. And then we had Spygate 08 teabagging the Mushroom Stampers. Now, the game of the week definitely had to be Doug versus the line. Doug, tell me how you obliterated Mr. Amazing.
How did I do it? Very simple. With Aaron Rodgers threw for three touchdowns. Anquan Boldin caught three touchdowns. DeSean Jackson, you know, he should have had a touchdown, but he threw the ball backwards, dumbass. other than that, Ryan Longwell kicking five field goals. There's not much you can do about it.
Damn. So, Aaron, what happened?
My team underperformed. Doug's team overperformed. And, you know, I mean, it's still a loss. I mean, that's the way I look at it. No matter what the point spread was, it was a loss. We do meet up with the damn Mongolians two more times. So we're looking to hopefully get a victory out of those. And hopefully it's going to be won't be a blowout if they decide to win. So, yeah.
The greatest thing, though, about this win is if you go to the record books, it's all year round that I beat him. That's the worst beating ever.
Actually, I think it's KSL history.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it's pretty up there.
Actually, I think it is because I remember I got beat by like 140 points, and I thought that was big. But Aaron getting basically obliterated and then teabagged and by elephants, yeah, that's pretty bad. What do you think about that, Aaron?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Are you walking funny?
I am. I am walking very, very funny. So
damn. Anyway,
170 point loss, you know. So.
Yeah, that hey, you know, Doug, I got to hand it to you. You played everyone properly. Well, actually, yep. No, you didn't, did you? I thought you actually should have played someone else.
That's my optimal.
Oh, that was your optimal? Okay, I take that back. And the funny thing is, I think, what was it? I actually picked Aaron to win. I should have picked Doug. I knew it.
A lot of you guys picked, Aaron picked himself.
So did Brian.
Yeah, Brian picked him. The only people I had was Mike and... Or the new prime time.
All right. So
you know, the thing is, though, I like being the underdog, and I think that's what kind of got me. I was so cocky, and I thought I was going to win, and that's what did me in. I have one person voting for me, which is myself, and four voting for Andy, so I think I'm going to be doing well.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter.
We'll see.
I'm going to win anyways. It doesn't matter, Aaron. You know, just
yeah, sure you will. Sure.
Yeah, you're just gonna sit there and get in the fetal position and cry like a little bitch. Wait, that's right. It's every Tuesday after all the results are in. Anyways, so hey, let's NFL news. Everyone knows about Ed Hockley, blown call. What do you guys think about that?
It was probably direct your question to someone.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm gonna say Doug. What do you think of that?
It was a call that was made, and, he's going to live with it. The Chargers, they're just unlucky this year. But early whistle, he made the right call for doing, his first mistake of blowing the whistle way too early.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about that, Aaron? Elaborate on what Doug thinks.
That's actually the exact same thing I've been saying. I agree with Doug because, Ed Hockley made a mistake. But the thing is, though, in the rule books, he cannot overturn his mistake. He can't say, hey, guys, I understand. It was a fumble. But unfortunately, I can't give it to the Chargers, so I got to put it, where I blew the whistle at, which was – so he made the correct call for the, for his mistake.
Correct. And, nothing against Ed. I think you guys have heard, Ed is actually – if you send him any hate mail, he'll respond to it personally.
Mm-hmm.
And that says something about the guy. I mean, think of all the calls that he's gotten right, and then, the fact that, he blew a call, and then earlier in the game, the replay equivalent was, that's not his fault. But people were still blaming him for that. And, even if that was a blown call, instant replay takes care of that.
Well,
they didn't have any repercussions for Deshaun Jackson throwing the ball backwards. Cowboys could have even run it, but they blew the whistle. It's the same call. It just had a different outcome.
Yeah, and see, if Pac-Man would have even had his hand on it, technically, it's Dallas ball right there. And, they had a couple, weird calls. And plus, they're talking about the instant replay equipment. They're actually checking a game that has a regular system plus a backup system. They're checking both of them before all games now, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Relying on TiVo anymore?
No TiVo. Because I would think that you could just go to you can run out to the production truck really fast and look. Apparently you can't do that, which, hey, that's instant replay for you. But, yeah, that's all I really got for the NFL news this week. Really, Bears lost, and, nothing else really happened. Matt Castle had a good game, though, I will say, surprisingly.
Decent game.
Yeah, he reminds me of a lot of Orton, though. Because he can't throw, and he can manage the game. But, anyways, we have no fuck, which I'm kind of disappointed. No one decided to call on the hotline number. Do you guys know what that number is?
No.
Okay. The number is 206-339-8419. The show. Hey, Aaron was even on the show, and he had a horrible press conference, and I still played it.
Horrible.
Anyways, hey.
I hate you guys.
Anyway, since we got Doug on the line, he's our special guest this week. Doug, I just got a couple questions for you. Football.
Why do I play fantasy football?
Yes.
I love competition.
Competition amongst friends or in general?
Competition in general.
Okay.
I mean, it's good that, you know, and I'd probably have a problem if I had money, but it is. It's so much fun, you know, all the BS that we go through and talk about and give each other and just be able to brag to your friends that you know more football than they do.
Yep, that's one of the main reasons. I think, Aaron, is that one of the reasons you play too?
I just like having a lot of fun, and I mean, it's where, yeah, you know, we take it a little too seriously sometimes. I mean, we're doing a fucking podcast about it right now, for Christ's sake. but it's a good time. I mean, no matter what, it's a good time. Mm-hmm. So
excellent. Hey, Doug, what do you think about your course? You're also in, you know, the KSL League along with Die KSL, just like myself and Aaron. What do you think of both your team than the other league, or, you know, what do you think?
Surprisingly, I felt better about my team in the Yahoo after the draft, and it's the big league though that's surprising me. You know, going 2-0, and I mean, just putting up. If you teams, I'm number one.
Yes, you are.
I mean, I'm even beating Brian in power ranking,
and that's surprising since Brian had a.
Yeah, so you know, for me being 1-1 in the Yahoo League with that first loss, but now I'm back on track. Right, people going. Didn't know how Forte was going to come out this year, and he's just been stellar. So, got him in both leagues and starting every week from now on.
Nice, nice. Good pickup, definitely. Okay, Doug, next time we have you on, we're going to talk a little bit more, get in depth, you know, like that. But since Aaron has to go be with his friends, you know, we're not important.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and let's go over.
You guys.
Thanks, Aaron. All right. Again, thanks, Doug, for coming on. And then two predictions this week for week number 3. Let's start off in first Diet KSL. All right. First, we have Kiwani Bullets playing Mr. May. We're both 1-1. And who do you think is going to come out on top there, Doug?
I vote for you, Boober. I just
thank you.
Peyton's due to have a big game. TJ's due to have a big game. LT's got the foot problem, but with you having Antonio Gates, he'll probably make up for it.
Oh, yeah, and plus I got LT's backup just in case.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, what do you think? Oh, go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say that Randy Moss, Matt Castle doesn't like Randy Moss. He's a racist. He's going to throw to Wes Welker.
Yeah, they said Wes Welker is going to be in the top 10 this week for wide receivers. We'll find out pretty soon. Aaron, what do you think? Who's going to win?
Well, I'm going to pick myself, of course. But I'm doing that because I think that Peyton Manning is going up against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's still lucky. I mean, they are 0-2, but both their games have been pretty close. So, I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to see. I think that'll be a close game, but I'm going to still pick myself.
Okay. And, of course, I'm going to have to pick myself. I'm predicting at least a 20-point win. I got some strong this week going up against your guys this week. And plus with, you know, having LT's backup, always handcuffed the running backs, I actually have his backup. So, for some reason, LT does rolls, comes in, tears it up. Either way, I'm going to win. So, all right, let's move on to we're having Prex playing the damn Mongolians. Win that one.
I'm going to have to go with my team on this one.
Okay.
It's hitting that running back. Even though Adrian Peterson's questionable, I still have Maurice Jones-Drew on the bench.
Okay. All right. And Aaron, what do you think?
I got Doug.
You got Doug?
I got Doug. After last week, I picked Doug.
This week, I'm sorry, Doug, but I'm definitely not going to have to go with Mike. So I guess we're all going to vote for you this week. So my vote definitely goes to Doug. Let's go.
That's how it should be every week.
That's how it should be every week. Okay. Let's move on to the Bears play, which is Brian versus Dave. And Doug, who's going to win?
Brian. All 5 votes right now are for Brian.
Okay,
so.
And actually I did pick Brian. And I was going to pick Dave, but he hasn't called me back yet to tell me if the divorce is finalized yet. So until then, I can't, you know, vote for him. Okay, no one gets that. Can't undo your votes.
Nope.
Okay, exactly. All right, next we have, of course, the Luna Falcons playing the Mushroom Stampers. Who's going to win?
Let me think about that. Joe versus Prime Time. I'm going to go Joe.
Okay, and...
I picked Joe.
You know what? I actually picked Ty. I went for the underdog. I'm like, Joe's going to win this. Well, maybe not. So I had to go with Ty. Sorry, Ty. I'm not going to pick you anymore because your team has not been doing very well at all. So actually, let's go on to the Kiwani Sports League, the big league as we like to call it. And we have, of course, first off, Kiwani Bulldogs, Snickers, which is myself, Andrew Hughes, playing John Ochi. Who's going to win? Doug?
I'm going to go with you, Boober. You got one spread lead.
Yeah, I figured as much. Aaron?
I get you as well, but that these team sucks.
Oh, that's true. And, of course, I picked myself. All right, next we have the Chefs playing the Hillbilly Flat Slappers, which is Kevin Smith versus John. Who do you got on this one, Doug?
The Chefs.
Okay, Aaron?
I got Oberg on this one.
You know what? I am going to have to pick Oberg also. He had a good fight this week, and even though Kevin had a good I still think it's going to end up being, well, since Johnny's always on top, I guess he's going to have to be the power top this week. He's going to be the weak bottom, which is nothing new. All right, moving on to the Bears playing the Butterfly Tuna. On this one, I'm going to, since he's, well, he's going to dominate Ty this week. Doug, what do you think?
I agree. Brian.
All right. Aaron? Is that for the win?
Yeah, Brian for the win. FTW.
All right. Then we have, of course, Wicked Man playing Scoring Daily. I'm definitely going to have to pick Dave on this one because Boardman, I just, you know, I think his girlfriend or his dog's playing for him.
Yeah, Ty just sucks. It's simple. Dave has a decent team, so.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to pick Primetime either. Aaron, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with Dave. Boardman could pull it out, but I'm going to go with Dave, though.
So you're saying that he could pull it out?
But he could pull it out, just like his mom should have.
Ooh.
Oh, I messed that up. Yeah.
Ooh, his mom should have pulled out.
Oh,
that's all right. We'll just make it sound better, right?
Yeah.
new drop every time. All right. Next off, we have in the $5 below the belt conference, of course, we have I'm gonna get you, bitch, playing the Van Mike Smith for Joe Snyder. Who's got this one, Doug?
Actually, gonna pull ahead and go with Mike.
Okay. Why? You know,
I think this will be the game to watch. Michael edge it out at the end again, like he did last week.
Okay. Okay. Aaron, what do you think?
I pick Snyder, but that's only because Mike has the percent for his, putting the right people in the right place.
Okay. Well, actually, what do you think about that, Doug? Do you think he's actually taking a time going into maybe doing a little bit of research for his team this week, or do you think he just kind of was like, yeah, I'll play these guys?
No, I think the matchups this time just show up for Mike. It's a lot better matchups than Joe's team.
Okay. Nice, nice. The only reason I asked that extra question is because since you guys are all figuring, you know, you know best. But and next we have, of course, the final line playing the Abortion Clinic. Right now, Doug, looks like you're on top.
No, I'm playing McLovin.
Are you sure? You know what? I'm an idiot. I looked at week 5. See? I need to be more prepared. I'm an idiot. And yeah, we actually played McLovin. You're right now 120. Point. Yeah. I think I'm just going to pick Doug. What do you think, Doug?
Yeah, I'd pick me.
All right. Aaron?
I'm going to pick Doug, and there's something that's big about this game, too.
All right, what is
which
it?
Which is Doug win O for his division, and that's going to be big. That's going to be really big when
okay.
it comes to the playoffs. So
yeah, I do agree, you know, because it does go over your overall record than your division record. So, I mean, that's mm-hmm. a nice part. And then, you know, conference. And then in the pick 'em, you know, the usual stuff. But, yeah, Doug, why do you think you're going to – why do you think you have such a – you know, what do they say, 100 differential? Why do you think it's so high compared to McLovin?
Just look at my team. Adrian Peterson has to be better running back so far than LT. Matt Forte's done a great job, and Calvin Johnson was a great pickup. Late in the picks, he's doing better than Torrey Holt. And I mean, just my receivers are all catching. My running backs are all running for modifiers out of the quarterback and tight end are hooking up, so it's all clicking right now.
All right, cool, nice. And we're gonna have, of course, 11-1, which is Aaron. He's gonna be at the Abortion Clinic. Aaron, are you gonna win this week?
I'm gonna destroy him this week.
Are you? How bad are you gonna destroy him by?
60, maybe 70.
All right. What do you think about that game?
I'm gonna say this is my upset special. I am going to pick Aaron.
Yeah. The upset definitely will go to Aaron. Aaron, why do you think your team's going to do so well this week? I just don't see it.
It's because I got the players. I mean, if you take a look at my team, I mean, T.O. definitely proved why he is the best wide receiver right now. And then, of course, I got Brian Lester, who is a monster. So.
Okay, all right.
What now?
What were you saying?
And how last week, you know, Witten had, 20 more yards than T.O. did?
Then, though. So.
Go on.
He's also the third receiver.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Nice, nice. All right, and then, basically, finally, we have the first down syndromes at IB Whip. I'm going to have this one. And, Doug, what do you think?
This is actually the first home team I'm picking this week, and I will pick Blake.
All right, Aaron?
Picking Blake.
You're picking Blake, so, yep. I guess prime time and the other conference is going to – we'll see what happens. And, right now, you know, with everything that's going on in the league, you know, is there anything that that you're looking forward to every Sunday? Is there like that one thing that you're like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen? What would be that one thing that always gets you pumped? Doug.
Every Sunday, let's see here, not being at work, that would make me pumped.
Okay.
But that's another thing that fantasy football brings is every game matters. You know, I'm watching the game, and I'm actually caring about the game. Like, who would really give a crap that the Falcons, the Chiefs this Sunday, except for the fact that I've got Michael Turner now and the big league all over the Chiefs.
True, and I have Dwayne Bowe, and they're going to have to pass because of that.
Yeah. Penn.
Yeah, think Penn. Woo! Big deal there. Aaron, what's that one thing that gets you?
Well, I love watching the Bears. I mean, we gotta go for that. But I mean, you know, the fantasy football, like Doug was saying, I mean, it just helps make it much more fun, you know. And you're sitting there and you're like, you watch a play happen, and you're like, oh, I'm getting points for that. And you just sit there and you stare at the screen waiting for it to update. You know, it makes it much more fun.
Oh yeah, and you know,
I'm that much of a loser.
Actually, a funny thing happened when Ochi won, since he's, you know, just brand new in the league. He actually, his quarterback got sacked by the guy that he had. So he, yes. And, you know, it's not every day that when you see two teams that you don't give two shits about and you're rooting for, like, someone on that team. And that's, you know, pumped. And plus, you know, once, you know, 10:30 hits and I'm watching everything possible, who should I sit? Who should I start? You know, just one of those things.
And I think the one confusing thing, though, is because we do have two leagues, you know, well, especially it's really funny with me, Mike, and Joe all living up here in Davenport. I've got Marshawn Lynch in one league and Lynch in another. And he's saying fuck, and then saying yes at the same time.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's kind of weird about it. But, you know, I had Tom Brady in one of my other leagues, and I was like, when he went down, I was like, oh, shit. But then I was, you know, because I don't have to worry about that quarterback anymore. But, yeah, I know what you mean. You have anything like that,
exactly
Aaron?
Exactly what I was
saying. Aaron, do you have anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I have the exact same thing. I mean, just like Doug was saying, you know. You're cheering for one person, but then in the other league, like, the person I'm playing has him, and so you feel bad for cheering for him.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, anyways, hey, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, and I just want to, first of all, thank Doug for coming on to the show. Do you have any last words you want to shout out to people with?
Big league, let's see, it was 16-0.
Okay, all right. Aaron?
11-1.
All right. Again, Aaron, 11-1. Thanks for coming on the show. He's saying 11-1. That means he's going to go... one, right? Anyways, so and by the way, if you guys want to go ahead and call into the you know, everyone knows it, 206.
What's that number again?
That number is 206-339-8419. That is the call everything. Even if you just shout out a bunch of stupid things like shit, cunt, cock, bitches, I'll play no matter what it is. Just do it, and I'll play it. All right.
Well, hey, Andy,
yes.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Are you going to thank Section 86 for the cast?
Actually, I was going to say thanks to 86 Productions for producing the podcast and Section 86 for hosting it.
You're awesome.
Awesome. All right.
I just want to also make one last statement for everybody that's listening to this. Please vote in the league. You can vote for the fantasy ups, unlike some people who didn't realize that.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And now
hey,
you
I'm
know.
I'm not the only one.
Do, do, do. Actually,
hey, can I say one last thing? One last thing before we go.
What's your last thing?
How many people listen to this podcast?
Hey, the last podcast.
Five.
I'm not kidding you when I say the download number. We had 22. 22 downloads. That's big.
We're
going huge. I'm thinking that we're going to have to, you know, start, you know, putting out billboards, upgrading hosting, you know, the huge, you know, put stuff on BitTorrent, you know, the usual stuff. But anyways, I just want to say thanks to Section 86 and Ace of Productions. I want to say thanks to Doug and Aaron. And I want to thank all the listeners out there. I'm get some biatches. They don't take the fall. Thanks, guys. We hate to see.